Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Father's Day weekend is upon us. Is everybody ready? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope.
Yes, I know I am. And a lot of dads, especially the older they get, they just want time with you, right? Same with Mother's Day.
I agree.
Like, we just want a little bit of time with you. And maybe, you know, because dad doesn't do the guilt as much as mom does, right? like dad isn't really the one that's going to really be like, well, you know, it's been a while since I've seen you. If you want to come over.
You haven't called lately.
Just wondering how you are. So he may not do that. So if you plan on spending some time with your dad this weekend, you know he's going to be watching TV, right? Or something. What would you know? As sure as you're sitting here, what do you know? You're going to walk in, say, Dad, I'm here to spend some time with you. Let's watch something. What do you want to watch? What is your dad watching? 585-252-9233. I want to know.
Without hesitation, reruns of Hee Haw.
Hee Haw?
He loves that show.
And it's still just as funny to him, even though he's
yes.
seen them all? Okay.
Yes.
For my dad, it would most definitely be old Westerns that he has seen a million times.
How old's your dad?
In his 70s.
Okay.
Yeah. That's, old Westerns.
Yep.
And it's like, oh my, how can you keep watching these things? Loves
it's
them.
Comfort food.
Yeah.
It's like me and those dumb Star Wars movies. There's a zillion
God,
other things I can watch.
Aiden's going to be like,
them again.
I got to go watch Star Wars again with my dad.
That ship's already sailed.
I mean, way down the line.
Oh, you mean in this instance, when I'm in the home somewhere.
When you're in the home and Aiden hasn't seen you in a while.
Come visit me.
Will you just come sit? I just want to watch Star Wars
Aiden,
with you.
Aiden, I am your father.
Oh my God.
Exactly. It's almost like it was written for you. What about Jerry?
Jerry loves to drink his coffee while Leave It to Beaver is on.
See?
Old school.
And then if I were to come over and we were going to watch a movie, it would be Hairspray, the John Waters version.
Old school one.
Old
with
school.
Like Ricky Lake.
Oh, love Ricky Lake. Come on, Divine.
So, but you're not going to be like, oh, Dad, I don't want to watch this. You're okay with it.
No, my dad has instilled in me the love for Hairspray.
Okay.
It was my first musical we ever saw. Down over at RBTL, he went out, he like made us stay till the end, and we like camped out at the back door, and the woman that played Tracy signed my poster for me.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Hairspray is an integral part of our
So you our guys have that connection.
Yes.
Not so much with the old Westerns for me, or Hee Haw for you, but somebody texting in going, golf. That's always brutal.
Well, if there was a Father's Day song, that was it right there. It should be Morning Coffee Club. Rodney Atkins watching you. Father's Day coming up this Sunday.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, you know, your dad's favorite TV shows. If you went to visit, what do you think he would want to sit down and watch with you? And that kind of raised the question of what did your dad hand down to you? Like cultural stuff, music, books, things like that. For me, it was music. My dad... country music his entire life. And when I say country, I mean like there were 8 tracks of Boxcar Willie in my house. There was
wow.
8 tracks of Slim Whitman in my house.
Dang.
I think there was some Johnny Cash in there. May have been some Dolly Parton. My first Christmas present from my grandma was a Barbara Mandrell record, which is funny because I went back recently and listened to that. And it's Sleeping Single in a Double Bed. All
yeah,
these songs
like,
about cheating.
A little inappropriate for your
oh
age.
God.
But
and I'm like,
who cares?
I was like 7 and I was singing along to this album that my grandma gave me. But that, I mean, from my dad, definitely country music handed down.
Wow.
No doubt.
I remember my dad watching My Name is Earl, that TV show.
Love that show.
And I was like, what is this? I was like, this I just thought it was so weird. I did not get it. And then as an adult, I went back and watched it. I was like, well, my dad really liked this show. It came up on a streaming service. And I was like, wait a second. I really like this show.
So it comes with age.
Yes. Talking about it comes with karma and winning a lottery ticket and going back and undoing all of his bad karma.
Oh my gosh. Because as a kid, all the grownups in my house would watch like Hill Street Blues and stuff. And I'd be like, ugh. But now I'm like Law and Order, FBI, NCIS, CSI. And my kids walk down the stairs and they're like, ugh.
That's what a lot of people texted in. This? We asked, what are you going to be watching with your dad? You know, if you're just hanging out and the TV comes on, what would he want to watch? There's a bunch of people that said NCIS or old Westerns.
Okay.
Which that's what you originally said. And a lot of people said golf.
My dad watches a ton of golf. He watches just sports in general on television. But we do share a common bond of a love of Queen Latifah movies.
What?
It's bizarre, but we both find Queen Latifah movies absolutely hysterical.
Any in particular?
All of them. If she's in it, we love it.
Beauty Shop.
All of
Mad
them.
Money.
Yes, all of them. All of them. She's a hoot. That's what we'll both sit there.
Again, the onion that is TJ Sharp.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
When someone comes to you and asks, am I going to be judged for wearing this? You should always be honest, right?
The answer is yes. If you have to ask that question.
It depends.
So we've got the Finger Lakes Country Music Festival this Saturday. Yeah. And one of the people in the building who works behind the scenes is coming to the festival. And he comes in and says, I have been wearing suspenders and I need to know if this outfit is okay to wear to the festival. He said, I'm going to wear jean shorts. And he's like, they're like 3/4 lengths, you know, like. And I'm like, so man capris is what you're wearing. He's like, I'm going to have a t-shirt and then, you know, my suspenders with my shorts. His jean shorts, his jorts, his jort manpris.
Now, when you describe that outfit. If I close my eyes,
yeah.
I see a middle-aged man, which he is. He's got the killer beard.
He's got a mountain man beard. The mountain man beard. Ever been one.
But usually it's a guy with the big gut wearing the suspenders.
Yeah, he's pretty slender.
He does not have the big gut. So he's a guy that's in okay shape, middle-aged guy.
And then
that
he's
is
gonna
not
have
suspender-wearing body.
Hiking boots.
Hiking boots, suspenders, jorts.
So you know his socks are going to be way up if he's got boots on.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't ask about socks.
Well, I just assumed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No, I asked him. I said, are they going to be, I was kind of roasting him. I was like, are they going to be like the ankle crew socks like a dad would wear with New Balances?
So maybe we should encourage a belt rather than the suspenders.
So he talked about this. He says, as I've gotten older, you get the little paunch and your pants don't sit. I have that right now. If I had lost 20 pounds, I wouldn't have the issue. I'm always pulling my pants up because I got the gut and the love handles.
Right, right.
And the pants don't sit right. But I'm not at suspender level.
That would
and
be
he's
awesome.
Not at no.
I kind of want you to start wearing suspenders.
No.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Nope.
Like we could get him zany.
I'm zany already guy. Dorky know, like, enough. I don't need suspenders.
Okay. Well, I disagree, but go on.
So when it comes, we could just call him. It's Jimmy. We all love Jimmy. We'll just call him out. We love you, Jimmy. But I think at a concert, I think you could do whatever you want at a concert. Be comfortable. Because he's going to be out there all day. He's helping to set things up. So he's going to be out there early Saturday until late in the evening.
He's going to be there at least like 12 hours at a minimum.
But suspenders means he's going to be doing a lot of, like, this isn't a logging competition. You know what I mean? Like, he's not gonna be like trying to stay on a log while it rolls.
It's
like,
a country
pants,
show.
Like, how far are your pants gonna go, honestly?
It's a country show, though. You could do whatever you want like that. And didn't he mention a hat? I don't know if he was kidding about this
Ricola.
Part.
That's what I'll yell at him.
Ricola. I believe I heard something about a blaze orange baseball cap.
Oh, that's right. I think it's camo, too. He was like, I'm going to have the orange camo hat with, I'm assuming, a plain white t-shirt. I'm assuming. I don't know. Oh, suspenders, man. Jort, man caprice,
I feel
high
like,
ankle socks,
I feel
and
like
hiking
his description
boots.
Could not be as, like, it can't be as bad as we're picturing it, right?
It's
like,
Jimmy.
He's going to show up and we're going to be like, okay, the way you described it, you were going to look ridiculous, but you don't look that bad.
I don't think he's going to look bad.
I think it's going to look like Jimmy.
And I think he's also going to fit in with a lot of people that are already going to be at the concert. I don't think he's going to get judged. I don't think he's going to be judged harshly. I don't know. What do you think? 252-9233. Okay, let's pose it this way. Ladies, if your man showed up dressed like that saying, okay, I'm ready to go, are you cool with that? Or would you say, can we maybe change this up a little bit? What do you think? 252-9233.
We had a coworker come to us yesterday asking if we would judge him for what he wants to wear to the Finger Lakes Country Music Festival this weekend. Let me paint the picture for you. He said he was going to wear man caprice, jorts.
Did he call them?
No.
He didn't call them that.
This is just, he said they were like hiking pants. He was like, they're 3/4 length hiking pants. And I'm like, so.
Jorts.
They're man capris. And then there's like their denim. I'm like, you're wearing man capri jorts. T-shirt and suspenders with ankle crew socks and hiking boots.
And a hat of some kind.
A blaze orange camo baseball hat, we believe.
So this is quite the scene.
And his body type
here.
Is not the type that needs the suspenders.
Yeah, so we're not quite sure what kind of heavy lifting he plans on doing.
He's going to be setting up for the show, helping us do what we need to do while we're out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've had lots of division on the text line, calls coming in. One of the texts, what if he wears the suspenders under the t-shirt? Well, first of all, chafing.
Yeah, that would not be comfortable.
Second
Unless you did a t-shirt, suspenders, t-shirt.
I can't imagine him not having his t-shirt tucked in, though. I think that would be like, that would be where he draws the line. Like, you want me to not have my t-shirt tucked in?
Well, it
what,
would
am
have
I an
to
animal?
Be. Suspenders, you can't untuck with suspenders.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it'd have to be.
And yeah. I don't, for that reason alone, I don't think he could do the suspenders under the t-shirt because he wouldn't be able to tuck it in.
Somebody texted in. All I can picture in my head right now is that little hiking guy from the game on Price is Right. The yodeler up the. So if you see a man dressed as the yodeler.
Man, the texters.
At Dustin Lynch. It's right down the middle. There's many who are like, you do you. And others are like, you do you on the other side of the field. Because I don't want you anywhere near me.
If Jimmy's there to work, then whatever. I do think he would be cooler in cargo shorts instead of denim if there's a need to be attractive to women. Then a complete overhaul is needed. That's from Heidi.
He's married, so
yeah,
I don't think
he cares
too
about
concerned
that.
About that.
Well, on a side note, cargo shorts are back in being okay?
I don't. Cargo shorts.
Steve has worn cargo shorts nonstop. He will only wear something with 50 pockets
on it. If you listen to Fashionista people, and I'm jumping in ahead of Hope because I see she's instantly like,
no,
cargo shorts.
I want to talk about the latest trends in shorts for men.
Have been men wearing cargo shorts have been getting crushed on social media for probably the last 5 years minimum because, it's so 1999, 2000. But when you walk into Target, Walmart, Marshalls, any of those places, guess what's on the shelves? Mm-hmm. Cargo shorts.
Everything comes back around. And I wouldn't argue that they're like the most in style, but I do think that cargo shorts are better than jort man pries.
And as someone who has a cargo wearing husband, he wears his cargo shorts everywhere. Say we're at Dustin Lynch. I got the car keys in my hand. I can't take a full size bag.
Oh, he's got 12 pockets
he's
ready for your stuff.
He's got all the pockets. There he is. He's like my pack mule. It's a pack mule and my date. It's a twofer. You can't be.
I don't think we can call this Copo. I don't think we have. It's been split down the. Every text that comes in, there's another one that follows it that says the opposite. This might have to go to the Copo Supreme Court.
I don't know. This is my favorite. Sounds like a Post Malone outfit.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.